I think I can. We are coming to the backside of our hour together, Rob. And
yes,
I always love my closers.
It's nice to have a good friend come in and,
it
and
is true.
Save us.
Save us.
Just in case we were getting boring. So
we have here in the studio, for those of you who are not on the webcam watching the antics as we swap guests, my good friend and colleague, Matt Thurber, who is the editor-in-chief of Aviation International News Publications, which is the convention... just say it for me, Matt.
We're just here to tell aviation story. That's
there
our
you
job.
Go. That's our job. Exactly. We tell stories. He's
well
been flying
said.
For forever, way before me, and writing about aviation since right about the time I got my flying certificates and really started flying. And you're an AMP mechanic, and you're everything. And I hear you fly really well, too, from the guy who checked you out in that rental airplane. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great. The only thing I haven't done yet is build an airplane.
Oh, we can get you set up.
There you go.
Should have been in that one-week wonder that's coming up.
I have to keep my checkbook in my pocket at this show.
I said the same thing to somebody yesterday. It's dangerous to go into those hangar buildings where all the rows of goodies are. Thank you for joining us today. This is really fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be here.
You know, both Amy and I have worked with you over the years and written things that most of the time they published, I think, didn't they?
Every now and again.
Yeah.
Every now and again. So, Matt, what have you seen that's really piqued your attention here?
Well, it started when I walked in the gate the first day on Sunday. It's like, okay, my all-time favorite airplane in the world has a for sale sign on it right there.
Whoa.
What was that?
It's a Helio Courier.
Oh, wow. Boy.
Kind of like those.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can see why.
Those are the ones with the slats that drop down at slow airspeed.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the original Stoll airplane.
Yeah.
Wow. In and out of anywhere.
So absolutely.
You mentioned you had brought your checkbook with you.
I didn't dare ask how much they wanted for it.
Oh.
It's okay to ask.
It's like, honey, I flew home myself instead of on the airlines like I was supposed to.
Oh, wait. Now, I've met your wife, and she can roll with it, I suspect.
I don't think she'd have a problem with it.
No, I don't think so either.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, and of course, it would have been, you could have tried to, you know, share the cost maybe with Wilson and, just take it out of my pay every week. And,
absolutely. I'll expense it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's got to be such a change. I remember you telling me the story about looking for swordfish off George's Bank when you were a younger Piper Super Cub pilot.
You mean younger and stupider?
I don't know. How low to the water were you when you were doing that?
Usually 400 feet.
That's not that low to the water.
As long as the engine's running.
Well, if it's not running, you know, then you're going to land.
Well, get wet.
This is true. I mean, so what's happening at AIN these days?
We're keeping busy. There's so many stories to tell in this industry, and the problem is figuring out how to cover everything that's interesting.
Now, were you at Farnborough?
No, I didn't make it to the Farnborough show.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been a tough one this year for people that don't know. I mean, Farnborough just ended as Air Venture was beginning, and of course, it's
I've talked
a long
to a lot of
drive.
People who had to come straight from Farnborough to here almost. That's a lot of work.
Oh,
well, it's time zones and not getting home to like wash your clothes, and people don't understand. I mean, when you're doing aviation journalism, man, your hair's on fire.
Absolutely.
And we're used to it, but even we have limits.
That's right.
I mean, you know it
humans.
By the fourth or fifth day of a show and you go,
waking up in the morning and asking yourself, where am I exactly?
Do I get to go home yet? And so how's Business Jet Traveler doing, too?
It's good. We serve the people who sit in the back of the airplane, and we're getting good response to that.
Yeah. Is Jeff still the editor?
Absolutely. Jeff Berger is doing a great job with it.
Boy, I'll tell you, that I wrote a story for you guys years ago that Jeff helped me edit that won one of those NBAA Gold Wing Awards, and it was a good story, but Jeff made it a great story.
He is a good editor, question about it.
He really is, and that's the secret to success in the journalism world, is having a good friend to say, let's rearrange this just a little bit.
Well, and one of the nice things about that particular format is that it's beautiful. You can get the pictures in. Aviation International News is a newspaper, and it's tight, and it's wonderful, too. And you get a lot of good pictures in there. But BJT, you can really put some nice stuff in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like that. So what's the most interesting thing you've heard the last 4 days?
That you can tell us, since we might just steal your idea.
Well, the really interesting thing, I think, at this show is that it's such a great opportunity to go talk to people and find out. Like this morning, I just asked a guy, well, why does the world need this flying machine? And it took him aback a little, because I don't think anybody asked him that way before, and got a really good response and helped me understand what this company was trying to do. You don't get that from reading a press release or talking to somebody on the phone. If you get with them face to face, you can actually find out. And this show has been eye-opening for me, because I've talked to some of these non-traditional new aircraft manufacturers, whether you call them EVTOL or distributed propulsion vehicles, or grown-up drones or something. If you talk to them, you find out what they're really trying to accomplish, and it's a lot more than you'd think on the surface.
Oh, yeah. There's this whole concept of changing the way people move in the world from point to point that is very hot.
Oh, yeah. But that's just part of it. Like, I was looking at the Workhorse Surefly just before this, and it's a very interesting vehicle, and their goal is not to make something that's going to transport people all over the place in bulk, like Uber wants. They want to make a flying machine for somebody who wants to fly that is safe, because it's got all sorts of envelope and fly-by-wire flight protections, but they can still manipulate the controls themselves and get to where they're going. It's a different way of looking at things. But what's really unique about these machines is that electric propulsion and having a bunch of electric motors with a bunch of propellers and composite construction, now a designer can design a machine that fills a function you can't do with traditional engines and airframes. It's going to be completely different. There's going to be a ton of new developments nobody's ever thought of before.
And now we take this all for granted almost when it comes to electric propulsion. But I can remember many air ventures ago when the guys on the other side of the field here at Sonics were trying to develop an electric airplane, and it was thought to be crazy.
Yeah.
Well, and I've seen a gas generator creating electricity.
That's exactly what the Workhorse is doing.
That's my point. That's fascinating to me, because that's technology you can absolutely use right now.
Yeah, and it's not dependent on batteries getting
hot swap
400 times better.
Right. Right.
In the
exactly.
Next few years.
Exactly.
So and that's a really interesting point. And look at in the last 2 years alone, every time we turn around, there's another new vehicle that's going to be electric powered, that is going to be the urban solution.
I think those are probably a little further away, because they are dependent on battery technology advancing super rapidly.
And one of the other things I'm watching happening is that forward view that they're doing with the drones, where you put on basically like the Oculus Rift headset, and now you're looking through the camera on the drone, and you can weave around and go through obstacles and things like that. And they're also doing that with flight simulation, where they're using the tactile.
Oh yeah.
And now you put on the headset and you're in the airplane, and you reach forward and you can touch the instruments.
Yeah, in fact, if you want to try virtual reality simulation out, go visit the Thrustmaster booth. They've got a setup over there.
Oh, awesome. I've got to do that.
And they've got a fabulous new pendulum rudder system that's much better than most home simulator rudders. So
I know where I'm going after lunch.
Oh, yeah. It's time to hit the exhibit halls.
I mean, I tried a version of X-Plane last night with a VR headset and, or I'm sorry, eyeglasses, and it was just amazing to be flying, and you know,
you could look around.
People standing behind me, you know, said, "Oh, we could see you bending," and it was just amazing to feel it. But it didn't take long at all to get comfortable with it.
It's something that I want to try out on my home simulator too.
Me as well, because you know you can only go so big with your monitors at home. It becomes the law of diminishing returns.
Exactly.
You know, so that is a really, really exciting thing. So we have to ask you, where can people read more of your stuff? Because now they're intrigued by what you're interested in, what you're writing.
All of our material is online at www.ainonline.com, and there's lots of opportunities for free e-newsletters on there too, so please come and join us and come join the conversation.
I love getting my alerts every day. I really do.
We're also on Facebook and Twitter, and welcome the conversation there too.
Yeah.
Fantastic. We've been talking with Matt Thurber. Matt is the editor-in-chief at Aviation International News Publications. Matt, thank you so much for taking the time to stop on your busy day and come over to EAA Radio.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Rob.